Paddy's Pot of Gold. Written by Dick King Smith and read by Josie Lawrence.
Bridget opened her presents. The best one was from Mother and Dada, a beautifully illustrated animal encyclopedia. Before breakfast. A breakfast that was a birthday treat in itself. Bacon and eggs and rasheen, the black pudding of County Cork. And then Mother's homemade gooseberry jam, our new baked crusty bread, spread thick with butter made from the milk of the cow, Philpale. While they were eating, Bridget said,
Dada, do you remember, when I was small, you used to tell me stories about the little people?
Of course I do.
Do you really believe in them?
Of course I do. You can't live in Ireland and not believe in them.
Including leprechauns.
Ah, no. Leprechauns, said Mother. They're different. They belong to the little people, all right, but they're special. The leprechaun, said Dada, is a shoemaker. Do you know that?
I think I do, said Bridget carefully.
And what's more, he wears very special shoes himself. If ever you should meet one, you'll be in no doubt, because he'll be wearing a pair of high-heeled shoes with big silver buttons on them. Buttons as big as the shoes themselves.
I don't think you can...
began Bridget. She was about to say, be right, but quickly changed it to...
I don't think you can see a leprechaun very easily, though, can you?
Only if you're carrying a four-leaf clover, said Dada.
And I'll tell you another thing, he said. They're mean leprechauns are. Stingy. Each one carries a little purse. But there's only ever one shilling in it. That way he'll never lend you money.
Sorry, he'll say. I've only got the one shilling. 'Tis all I have in the world.
But that's not true, said Mother, because every leprechaun has a pot of gold buried somewhere.